Colorado's Conservation Trust Fund receives about 40% of the state's lottery profits. The funds are distributed to Colorado counties based on population. Delta County received about $125,000 last year. The county's accounting director, Margaret Davey, told commissioners Monday that all of last year's projects were officially approved, making the county eligible for next year's amount. Davey tracks the funds, making sure that the projects, all earmarked for public recreation, meet the fund's criteria. County-owned facilities receive priority.
Two areas that the county owns, the Delta County Fairgrounds and then the shooting range in Eckerd, and those are the only two county-owned facilities. So kind of a basic rule is if anything is done related to those, it probably is eligible. Any maintenance at the fairgrounds or maintenance at the shooting range.
In 2013, more than half the funds were spent on county property, most of it on the fairgrounds in Hotchkiss. Another big expenditure was the town of Paonia's Apple Valley Park, which received $30,000 for new tennis courts and a fitness path. The county is currently holding several years' worth of funding.
That's just our conservative policy to keep that money. We got it last year and we're saving it to be spent this year. So at the end of 2013 we had $315,000, but $100,000 of it needs to be reserved, and that's just county policy.
On Monday, Commissioner Bruce Hovde asked Davey about whether the money was in jeopardy if left unspent.
Is there a possibility that they may come back and say, if you don't use it, you lose it, and we can't accumulate it?
I've never heard that. There's never been any talk about that. We do earn interest on those funds. That's a statute, but that isn't a whole lot anymore.
Commissioners in each district accept and recommend proposals. Only projects on public facilities are eligible. Since the lottery began in 1983, Delta County has received about $12 million in funds, half of them through the Conservation Trust and half through the Great Outdoors Colorado, or GOCO. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.